Ladies and gentlemen, ghosts and children of the state, I am here because I could never get the hang of time. Terrence Hayes.
Alex Chambers teaches audio storytelling at the IU Media School in Bloomington, Indiana, and is an organizing fellow with We Own It, where he is working to re-energize democratic participation in rural electric co-ops. His poetry book, Binding, A Preparation, was released by Pickpocket Books and Ledge Mule Press in 2019. His next book project is based on his dissertation, Climate Violence and the Poetics of Refuge. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Alex, what poems have you brought for us today?
The sandhill cranes fall into your ear once winter's arrived and empty. The two things it offers are darkness and gravity. When you finally learn to rest, your body locates the tug of matter, light or dark, no matter how you've plugged your ears to its call. This is January, devoid of all but time, until the crane's stratospheric reverb threads through a chink in the window while you stand at the mess of your sink, a plate in the air dripping with grime-flecked soap, stopped by the hint of an event somewhere in the cold of hope. And you think to yourself, skirting catastrophe, they've finally left the Kankakee. After the chicken, before the peach. When the chicken died, it hardened quick. The rigor knew to me, honey. The lick of the mortal, it had mostly seemed a distant trick when grandfathers quietly ceased. The air shrieks at dawn's bare light. It's the raccoon in the coop. You've got a dead hen on your hands, stiffened foot, blood on the wood and the beak, and you have to grasp it, because there's life in the coop, but a body's blocking the door, and the hens might feast, you've heard, on their feathery sister's soulless meat. We were close enough, I called her grandma, and we went to see her, the body, I mean, and bought takeout from my wife's mom's dad. In the long, sudden pause before the men folded away the remnants of her breath, everyone hugged her body goodbye but me. Not sure why. Maybe something in my thought of the cold. The hen, anyway, happened later. Her soul departed in the teeth of a shadow groping over a half-hooked wire fence. We dug a hole, but the saplings, peach, cherry, apple, weren't yet ready. So after I lifted her by her wooden foot and tossed her in, we dropped a limestone block on top to stop the raccoons, coyotes, or whatever interested four-leggers might rummage down for a taste. After 6 days of flies, before lowering the trees, we lifted away the grave so the roots would reach the body, our breaths held against the smell. Well, you can guess how the dead, whether accidental or long expected, when you take them up in your unafraid and fearful hands, cut the sod and place them somewhere almost plenty deep, feed the trees. You can guess which tree, my peach, shot up stocky and green within weeks. Whose story am I here to tell? Hard to say. I meant for us to taste the garden's sugar, trace our tongues down to its pit, but the fruit, it's years away, probably grubby, and however we fall, whatever we feed, the spirit hovers home to hold the frenzied swarm aloft. Among deciduous hardwoods. In the hermeneutics of rain, you are already enough. Also, in the theology of sycamores, if that's what you call their flaking toward an impure pallor, also there, in their reaching up to the low clouds and deep, already you are enough.
You've been listening to poetry by Alex Chambers on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.